Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the second Saturday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Adriana's Mystic Connections is hosted by the wonderful Adriana Lesniak. Gifted angel reader, medium, energy healer, and teacher, Adriana invites you to call in for guidance, wonderful, inspiring topics, and counsel from the angels. The second half of the show, she will be offering mini readings to the callers. If you would like a mini reading, please call in at 646-378-0378. I know she has a wonderful guest for you guys today. So now I give you your host, Adriana Lesniak.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here today with you, folks. I hope you're having a lovely, lovely day so far. Over here, I think we're going to have a good day, but right now it's cloudy. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. I didn't see that movie, but I love the line. You know, June for me is all about dads, fathers, because May is all about mothers. Now, the story behind Mother's Day is that Mother's Day was created for women who wanted to stop war because their sons were going off to war and dying. I need to look up the reason behind Father's Day. Maybe the reason behind Father's Day is just that mothers had a day, so fathers need a day. When I think of Father's Day, we think of barbecues, and we think of relaxing on the beach, and we think of our favorite person in our life, who is our father. I come from a blended family that may be the case of some of you. So I was actually counting up my fathers earlier this morning, and I have three. So I have my birth dad, whom I love very much, who's on the other side and comes and talks to me normally when things aren't going so well. He's the one who gets to give me the bad news. Isn't that cruddy that that's who he is in my life? That he's the one who comes to has to tell me when things are going wrong. You know, he's somebody who shouldered that responsibility for me, and I really appreciate him. And he also helps me with money. And his way of signaling to me that he's around is the number five. And that started when I found a $5 bill. His name's Bill. And he just wanted to say hello. And now every time I get a $5 bill, I know it's from him. And so if I get $5 in an interesting way, like if I'm getting, say, $15 back, and instead of a 10 and a 5, I get 3 fives, I'm like, oh, hi, Dad. And it can be as simple as that. Because you're setting up this language, this communication with your loved ones. And so tell them, all right, every time I see a butterfly, I'll know that's Mima, all right? And then you're thinking, well, that's not really fair, you know, every time I see a butterfly. But then you're walking by and someone's wearing a butterfly on their sweater. You're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then you're leafing through a magazine and a butterfly jumps out at you. Those are messages. That's how people talk from the other side. I was talking to a woman and she was in grief because she was missing her mother. And she was psychic, and she knew her mother was talking to her, but she said, she's just not sending me signs. And then her mother was coming through and explained all the different ways she was sending signs. And the lady had to laugh and said, yep, you're right. I saw that bird. Yep, you're right. I found that nickel. Yep, you're right. You know, I saw that picture. We all want that moment of actually seeing our loved ones, of them apparating in front of us and being able to have that shiny moment. But the truth is that that's not common. And we have to be open and gifted to be able to see someone. Now, my cousin, he can see dead people. And he doesn't like it. It frightens him. He's doing his best to turn it off. Now, me, I have to admit that I would love to see people who crossed on the other side during a reading, but maybe not so much when I'm doing laundry all by myself. So, you know, there's, I understand the duality there. But back to my count of three, fathers. And those of you who are regular listeners know that three is a very sacred number for me. But then there's my father, who is my stepfather. And I've never called him Dad. I've always called him by his name, which is Steve. And he came into my life when I was about seven. And he never wanted to replace my dad. He never wanted to be anything but who he was to me and is to me, which is someone who, when I was young, fed me and clothed me and took care of me and, you know, backed my mom up when I was getting grounded or disciplined and taught me how to drive, went fishing with me, did all the dad things. And so it's a funny thing to me that some people call their dad's dad, and some people call their dad Steve. So I'm lucky in that he's still on this planet. And I do get to talk to him and have him in my life. He's in a different state. My mother crossed. And so about 3 years after she crossed, he was lucky enough to have a relationship with another beautiful lady whose name is Rachel Sally. And they live together in Florida. They sort of live together. It's complicated. But anyway, he's happy, and I talk to him now and then, and I'm happy, and we're all blessed. If you have a father figure who is still on this planet, you're blessed. If you don't have the greatest relationship with that person, and maybe it's their fault, maybe they just weren't the perfect dad. Maybe they were, in fact, the opposite of the perfect dad. You are still blessed. You're blessed to have a father who brought you into this world. And that person helped create you. And you're also blessed because if you have situations that you need to resolve with that person, they're still on this planet. And that means that they can read an email or a letter from you should you need to send that. They can, if they're willing and you're willing, to take a phone call and talk about things. You know, we all change. The people we were 10 years ago are not the people we are today. Looking back sometimes at our actions when we were younger, our own actions, they seem incomprehensible to us. How could I have done something so stupid, so horrible, so sad, so whatever? And the reason why that is because we're not that same person. And that person that we were, although wonderful and forgivable and lovable, is not as wise as the person that we are today. So when you're holding someone up to a high standard, remind yourself, hey, I made some mistakes too along the way, and let's do some forgiveness. You know, for fathers especially, there's a lot of forgiveness that needs to be done at times, especially for people who weren't in our lives. My birth father, whom I love very much and who I have a close connection to, was out of my life for some years. You know, divorce is a weird thing. It's an odd thing. And it takes your soul and splits it in two. And if you're a child of divorce, then you also have a soul that's stretched. Courtney, were you going to say something?
Yeah, your guest is here just to let you know.
Thank you. So wrapping up that thought, if you have a father or a father figure here on this planet, and there's some healing to do, and it's comfortable for you to reach out to that person, or even if it's just slightly a little uncomfortable, reach out, because you have the opportunity that so many of us don't have who have fathers who cross. You have an opportunity to heal something. So remember, we're not the people we were when you were little, right? We're the people, we've changed. As you grow, we've grown. All right, thank you. So Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, and I'm so glad. Thank you so much. And we met at a couple of different fairs. We've rubbed elbows. And I really admire your work. It's similar to what I do, and you've got a powerful message. Which, you know, a lot of the energy healing that I do is about releasing. So sometimes energy modality, people are trying to send you energy, And what you do, and what I do too that I find so effective, is instead releasing. So can you talk a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. Well, just to give you a thank you so much for having me on your show. I greatly appreciate you and what you do. Just a little background. I started back in 2008 with Yasui Reiki. I learned that along with Kundalini Reiki, integrated energy therapy, which is connecting with the angels and helping to release some things in your body. Lyterian Ray program, which is an awesome program in terms of connecting you with the Ascended Masters. And the Hawaiian shamans had a two-point method, and that is basically what I'm going around traveling the United States this year to teach Divine Heart Connections, and so mine is incorporating all of this together. As you know, with thoughts are energy, and because thoughts are energy, our body also holds all of these molecules, etc. And so emotions, anger, resentment, fear, feeling victimized, threats, et cetera, they go into your memory cells of your body. And because of that, we, as an energetic spiritual being, we need to release that.
And Mary, don't you agree that that is also passed to us genetically, so we can have genetic memories from our ancestors?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I'm teaching in my two-day weekend healing retreat. We're going through that, and we're going to be changing and releasing those patterns that were ingrained in our genealogy, in our ancestry.
Yeah, you know, I'm so intrigued about this retreat, and it's happening right here in Michigan.
Yes. I'm coming there to Birch Run. I'm going to be marketing and doing sessions at the World of One Expo in June, and then I'll be coming back to Birch Run July 11th and 12th, a Saturday and Sunday. And it will be at the Best Western right there in Birch Run.
And I'm going to be with you at the World of One. We won't
yes.
be sharing a booth, but we'll both be at the wonderful expo. It's
yes.
great energy, and I'm so excited that you're doing this retreat, July 11th and 12th. And if someone wanted more information on how to register, how would they contact you?
Well, you can go to www.divineheartconnections.com. And you can register right there online, or you can give us a call at 317-750-7392, or you can email me at mary@divineheartconnections.com.
So Mary, one of the themes today is about fathers and connecting to fathers. And also, a lot of us have some type of, concern or issues with our fathers. A lot of times, you know, mother's more the caretaker where father was out making money, or maybe father wasn't making money. Maybe father was abandoned or left or was not the perfect role model. So your workshop can really help.
Absolutely. This is one of the easiest ways. The two-point method is one of the easiest ways that I have learned about releasing negative energy. So because our body is an energetic, you know, being, sometimes when you're growing up with your family, you learn self-limiting beliefs. So between the ages of 0 to 6 years of age, you're in your white brain. You're just, you know, you're free, you're carefree. You haven't learned how to use your left brain and learn to discern right from wrong. So everything
lies from truth because you believe everything.
Oh, absolutely. You believe everything. And so you're absorbing everything that your parents are teaching. They really don't realize this. Just your actions. So let's say your mom and dad are fighting, and you fight a lot, or they fight a lot. You are learning that. And so that is a self-limiting belief, because now you believe that every household around the world act like that. And so with this particular, the two-point method, you can release those self-limiting beliefs and break free from those patterns.
You know, I had such an interesting childhood growing up, and I am one of those, I believed everything. Even past the age of 6, I was told such whoppers, and I utterly believed them. And looking back, I don't think people realize how cruel it is, especially for kids who are so naive, like I was, to just trust that if an adult is saying it, then it's true.
Right.
And I have that same problem right now with the Internet. The Internet says it is true, isn't it? So.
Well, I don't believe everything on the Internet.
Yeah, but it's so important, because kids are sponges, that we be honest. And no matter how great parents are, how much we try, no one's going to be perfect. There are going to be gaps. So everyone can benefit from this. Someone who needs healing can benefit, and someone who's learning how to heal can also benefit.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a way to teach people how they can heal themselves, as well as they can teach, you know, they can heal others as well. So it's breaking those energetic stigma that people get into. So it you can change the energy of just about anything.
You know what? That is so true. And there's people who have everything in the world that money can buy, that all their physical desires are met. They have a Ferrari in their driveway. They live in a mansion, and they're absolutely miserable. And then
absolutely.
There's people who have nothing, who are out there gardening and trying to grow something, and are absolutely happy because they have this little patch of ground, and that's all they need. And then there's people who have absolutely nothing,
mm-hmm.
and can choose their existence. So the physical does not dictate the emotional or the spiritual, although we continue to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't help it. If only I had that thing, I'd be happy. And you know what? You get that thing, and you're happy. You are.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 minutes.
It's in your belief system and what it is that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you believe that the world was square or not round, then that's your reality.
That's true, and there's a lot of things to prove that the world is square.
Yeah.
You can go on and on and on about it. You know, when you open up a map is square. The piece of paper is.
Absolutely.
My angels are telling me to talk for you to talk about your angels and how you work with them.
Well, the angels are absolutely wonderful to work with. When I call them in, they are always there. And that's the thing that you have to realize is that, you know, you live a life of free will. And when you want to change something and you want to call in the angels to help you with something, all you have to do is ask and they will be there for you. And then that's where the belief part comes in. It's like, and you have to believe that they are there working behind the scenes for you. And having that faith sometimes gets tested. And
yes.
But I have total faith in them, and I know that they're there helping me and helping me learn and grow spiritually and to become more loving. So they are absolutely wonderful. I love them, and I'm happy to work with them and through them.
You know, I have been going through some interesting emotional phases lately, where I do feel like I'm being tested. I feel just these waves of doubt and fear. And it's interesting because what I'm going through in my day at that moment has nothing to do with these waves. So I know they're not mine. And yet they hit me with such force. And for a moment, I feel so lost. And I know that there's people crying out who need comfort, who need reassurance that you're loved, it's okay, it's all right. You know, have you been feeling a lot more of that lately?
Absolutely. It's been a whirlwind this year with emotions and releasing. We're changing. The consciousness of the world is changing.
It is.
It is, and the vibrations of the world is changing as well. And as these new energies come in, people will be having these things because you can't stay in a lower vibration when the rest of the world is raising their vibration. Does that make sense?
Oh, so absolutely. And, you know, I agree. The mass, we are raising the mass consciousness, and more and more people are becoming familiar and comfortable with the things that people of our spiritual beliefs have long held. It's now becoming very mainstream.
Absolutely. And that's the way that, you know, as trends go, as you know, like with clothing, you know, you have, and I think that's the trend that we're in now, that, you know, the society is changing, their belief patterns are changing, and we're going into the golden age of spirituality, and it's going to becoming more prominent.
It is, and yet, as it becomes more prominent, there's more and more people coming in, rubbing elbows with each other, attempting to spread their philosophy, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think is necessary. And yet at the same time, sometimes I feel like, wait, I need more room.
Well, you know, with our philosophy, we're not as religious based as most people, but how we get to the light, you know, what difference does it make?
That is so true. You know, and there's so many paths. And the best path is your path.
Yes.
And, you know, you and I are similar in that we're not here to tell you what your path is. We're
absolutely
just here to help you find it.
Yes. That is correct.
So what religious background are you?
I'm not really a religious background. I do believe Jesus existed, and I do believe that he had a great message. And but there are a lot of things in the Bible that, for me, is untrue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm very sensitive to that. So, you know, as long as you are kind, generous, loving, a beautiful soul, I mean, that is my religion. Taking care of Mother Earth and recycling and taking care of her, that is my religion.
I love that.
Yeah, well, just it's being the best person that you can be.
You know, I it sounds like you and I are very similar in that regard, in that I was not raised in a particular religious belief, so I had to find and create my own. And it's I think that that's amazing, and yet it comes with its own challenges, as opposed to someone who grew up in a religion, and then from there, stepping out of that doorway into what's next, had that as their foundation.
Right.
Yeah, I know Yeshua walked the planet, and I am a great follower and believer and lover of his teachings. And I know I've had long conversations with him, but they sort of took his story and manipulated it to
yes.
fit their needs.
Absolutely. It was back then, it was the church or the when they began that they wanted power. And they didn't want the lay people to have the power. They wanted the church to have the power because that's what they wanted.
Yes.
And,
you're right. I agree.
That's what I'm opposed to about religious beliefs, because they didn't want the lay person to have, you know, the power, which we all do. We all, each of us, are extremely powerful.
And the way is never on the outside. The way is always
right
on the inside. And yet, sometimes it's great to have that spiritual journey, or it's great to treat yourself and immerse yourself in the company of like-minded people, which is why retreats
mm-hmm.
and classes are so important. They open us up. They offer new horizons, new information that we take and we integrate into what we already know. It's how we grow.
Yes. How we grow, but you have to be open-minded.
So how do we reach you again? Give us all your contact information.
Okay. My name is Mary Bannon, and divineheartconnections.com is my website, and my telephone number is 317-750-7392. And I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody about this and share.
Now, and you also, you're teaching, you're traveling all over the U.S., but do you also do personal consultations?
Yes, I do. If you don't want to teach them, come to the healing retreat, I do Skype sessions and healing sessions. I'm located in Indiana, so I don't usually travel specifically for a private session, but we can Skype or we can use the telephone.
What did we, you know, it's amazing. Skype is just, I still get thrilled with it, and it's just amazing we have that connection, and
yes.
the world is getting smaller and smaller.
That's true. I mean, I remember back in grade school when they proposed, oh, yes, this is, you know, I think it was on the Flintstones cartoons, if you recall back then, if
yep.
you're old enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where they were, you know, they had the, speculated or said that that was going to be the way of the world. And lo and behold, I'm still here, and I'm part of it now. So it's pretty cool.
You know, a couple of days ago, I think it was the 9th, June 9th, there was messages that said, this is the day that Marty McFly flew into the future, June 9th, 2015. And on the one hand, you think, how far we've advanced. And on the other hand, you look at that movie where they have flying cars and all sorts of other conveniences. How far we still have to go?
Yes. Well, I think, you know, the government probably holds us back.
No, probably. But it's so important that we remember that with all the conveniences and the amazing Skype and the amazing cars, the true growth, the true reason why we're here on this planet is our internal growth and wisdom that we're all trying to expand. That's the reason why we're here. So thank you so much. And will you stay and help as we welcome callers?
Absolutely, I will. I'd be more than happy to. Thank you so much for allowing me to participate with this. This was wonderful. So thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
Oh, thank you. And okay, so Courtney, we're ready.
Awesome. Well, before we bring on the first caller, Adriana has two questions. You can pick one of the two to answer. How has energy healing changed your life, or how has a father figure helped you or inspired you? So our first caller is Sandra, and she's calling from New York. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realize I was going to be the first caller.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, thank you. So how are the questions? My God. I guess I'm going to have to go with my father.
Okay.
I think he inspired me by always telling me to have basically a sense of humor about things, you know, not to take things too seriously. And I think, like, if I can hear him, he was always like, make sure you have a job.
What
you know, like,
advice?
Don't... Yeah, you know, this is kind of what I remember of my dad.
You know, fathers give great advice, and fathers and daughters have an amazing, sometimes, can have an
yes.
amazing connection. And fathers,
yeah, we did.
And I'm going to go into risky territory here, but fathers validate their daughters' grace and beauty, and are one of the key people who validate their womanliness. But fathers
right.
are also great because we're all male and we're all female, at giving you the tougher aspects, the manlier side that we tend to pull out when we have to fix a tire or something.
Yes.
So what is your question for us today, Sandra?
I really just had a question about love. I'm, you know, trying to manifest the perfect partner for myself in my life, and I know they're on their way because from time to time I have wonderful dreams about spending time with this person. I just feel the closeness and the love that is there between us. And
so, Mary, what would you say are some manifestation tools that Sandra could use?
Well, I always like utilizing the moon energy, starting at the new moon, and lighting a red candle. Write down all the qualities of the person that you are would like to be with. So they would be kind, they would be loving, they would be generous, they would, you know, just the qualities of the type of person that you're looking for. And then place that piece of paper underneath that candle and light the candle and sit in meditation for about an hour and just, you know, feel and see this person just like you're doing in your dream, and it will be manifested. And you can do that for the entire month up until the full moon.
Okay,
that's beautiful. I love candle ceremony.
Yes, me too.
And I feel like you have to open up your life more. I feel like you're asking for this person to come in, but you need to do more to draw this person in. So, and I think there does need to be some willingness or acceptance. And so you need to use, I don't know, ways of finding this person. Because I feel like you want this person to come in, but that there needs to be more openness and more, maybe more searching on your part.
Okay.
And, okay, so is there an F male? F
as in
Frank,
yeah.
Or Fred? Who is
yeah,
that?
Frank is my father's father. He's kind of like a guide or a watcher for me.
Okay, he's watching over you, and he's on the job. And I get the feeling you're supposed to be on the Internet looking, too. So I don't know if you're already doing that. If you're already doing that, expand your search.
Uh-huh. Nah, I don't do the Internet. I've done it once, and I didn't particularly like it.
You know,
yeah.
I know. You
I
kind of
want it. I want it to
that.
Be organic, you know?
You know what, though? Organic is good, but organic is limited. I know. I do. But that's what they showed me.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, ladies. Great show
and
today.
Thank you. And I have to add, on
yes.
that sheet that you're putting down of the qualities,
yeah.
make sure you put down that he'll have a sense of humor and he'll
yeah.
have a job.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was lovely. Okay, Courtney, who's next?
We have Cynthia, and she is calling from Michigan. And before I bring you on, Cynthia, how has energy helped change your life, or how has a father figure helped inspire you? So welcome to the show, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi.
I'll go with the dad question. My dad kind of taught me to be aggressive and to kind of go after what I want. So.
Oh, I love that.
Mhm.
And then go get it if you want.
Exactly.
Great. Thank you. And what is your question for us today?
Okay, so my question is, I'm currently dating or dealing with two different men, and I'm kind of trying to see which direction I should go.
You know, it's funny because, you know, when I do that, I put one man on one side of me and one man on the other.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give me their names?
Rick and Charvis.
You know, I get a warmer response with Rick. But there's some healing or some connection issues that have to be resolved.
Okay.
And work, what do you do for a living?
I work in a tax assessor's office.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there needs to be something that you're doing a little bit more there. There's something you need to, like, push or do more there.
That is so funny to me because that's what I'm currently dealing with. So, yeah.
All right.
Looking
and,
for
you know,
something
Rick's
different.
A better bet. Charvis may look more attractive and appealing, but you know what? I'm getting a warmer feeling with Rick, although I know there's some stuff that needs to be overcome.
Okay.
Worked out. And I'm also hearing counselor heal thyself.
You said counselor?
I feel like you are someone who helps heal people,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying that you need to, you know, like doctor heal thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Mary, what advice would you get?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I was asking Mary to weigh in.
Oh, what's the question in regards to?
Love life.
Okay. Well, I felt like energetically that there's definitely some healing on everyone's side that needs to happen because they are afraid of commitment. Because of past things that have happened. And so, you know, for me, I feel like, you know, forgiveness about past relationships has to happen first. And I'm also getting that for you as well, Cynthia, in terms of past relationships, trying to heal. And, you know, this is something that we work on a, you know, can struggle with on a daily basis. I mean, I was having dreams about my ex-boyfriends, and it's like, oh, okay, I get it now. You want me to go back, and you want me to open my heart and actually forgive them for everything that they ever did to me. And that was very releasing and very helpful. When you do that, then you have the opportunity to move forward with relationships.
Absolutely. I completely agree, Mary, and I second that there's healing that needs to be done for you as well as between relationships. And there's something that I just want to piggyback on that, which is the reason why we remember these things, the reasons why we hold on to them is because in the past, when we were all cavemen, we learned a lesson and we thought, oh, okay, I'm going to remember this. I'm never going to run out when I hear the mastodon coming because if I do that, I could get mauled. And so we hold that. And then we teach our children, when you hear the mastodon's roar, don't run out because you'll get mauled.
Mm-hmm.
But in our lives, sometimes we learn lessons that are just particular to that person in that instance, in that moment. And those lessons, if we try to hold on to them, and we just do, we can't help it, become limiting. So in our world, there are no mastodons, unfortunately. We don't need to remember that lesson anymore.
Okay. Oh, I do. When you spoke on what I did for a living, do you actually see me staying here? Because
no.
There is some transitioning. Oh.
No. And I see you working on your resume, but I also see that you have more time than you think. You need to get some things done. You need to get some past experience that's relevant on your resume. So with that, though, we have to do one question. If you would like more, a longer reading, you can always contact me at mysticconnections.com.
I sure will.
That's my website. Or mysticconnect@aol.com is my email, or adriana@mysticconnections.com. And you can call me directly at 248-379-7324. So thank you.
Okay,
Cynthia.
Thank you.
Blessed day.
You too.
And Courtney?
All right, next we have Regina, and she's calling from Georgia. So, Regina, how has energy helped change your life, or how has a father figure helped or inspired you? And welcome to the show.
Hey, ladies.
Hi, Regina. Welcome.
Hi. I think my father, he always taught me to be a strong, independent woman. Always go for yours no matter what. Don't stop. And I think that's a lot of me. I've always been very independent, like to be on my own. It's hard for a man to come in and take care of me. And that's, you know, but I have tried to, like, soften that. So, but I would like for a man to take care of me. I don't want to be a dominant one. And my dad is very dominant. When you see him, you can't help but, you know, like, okay, kind of not bow down, but, you know, you can just tell. And his voice,
yeah, he has that energy.
And, exactly. And, like, and I try to project that, you know. So I think my dad inspired me or influenced me in that way.
And what is your question today?
My question is actually about love. I am recently divorced, and but I have put that, you know, all that energy out there, and I'm not resentful, bitter, or anything towards my ex-husband anymore since it's been over a year and a half. So I want to see if love's going to come for me this year, or what direction do I need to go as far as love finding me, not me finding love.
You know, I feel like there's some karmic things happening to you. So understand that some of this has something to do with past lives or past experiences. And so you may be feeling like, why is this happening to me right now? So some of it is karmic. So try to put it in the best perspective. And Mary, what advice would you give to Regina about healing from this and moving forward into that new relationship?
How long has it been since you've been divorced, Regina? it'd been February of this year, but prior to that, we were separated for over a year.
Okay. And then how long was that relationship for?
We've been married for 7 years, but I was with him like 7 or 8 years prior to getting married.
Okay. Well, what I feel is that it's been only since February that I realize that you've been separated, but you need to heal yourself before you can move forward, which is a mistake that a lot of people make because they want to replace that love immediately. But, you know, your father taught you to be strong and independent, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's a good thing, but it's also good to be vulnerable too, right? But I feel like you need to find you. I mean, I always tell people that they need to have at least a year off before they push right into a new relationship. And what's coming to me is that it will be 3 years before you find that perfect person for you. You might have, you know, friends along the way and you know, people or other men, you know, that you can date, but the right one for you won't be coming for 3 years. Now, when you heal yourself from relationships, you know, you have to just go deep into your heart and forgive them for everything that they ever did to you, if that's the, you know, if that's the case. It may just be because, you know, you two were not compatible. But we're all in a learning process, right? And so forgiving them just allows them to be who they are. And that's the most important thing, is that when you're looking for that person, you don't want to change them. You want them to be who they are. That's the reason why you love them. You need to find that person that you would never want to change. You love them exactly the way they are.
There is no such person.
They're everywhere.
Even the most perfect person, after a year, you're going to say, are you going to leave your undies on the floor or what? You know, I'm sorry. That's not my job. But you know what? You have such a sense of humor, and you are so amazing, and you're flourishing. And this is, sometimes growth is not, when we look back, we see growth. And right now, you're in growth. So sometimes it doesn't feel exactly the way you want it to, but just know you're heading in the right direction. And congratulations for lightening your load and releasing that which no longer serves you. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Courtney, who's next?
We have Kathleen, and she is calling from Michigan as well. How has energy helped change your life, or how has a father figure helped inspire you? And welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Well, I had a wonderful dad.
You know, you are surrounded by so many angels. You're surrounded by people from the other side, just so you know. You came in, a whole bunch of people came in with you.
Oh, my God. Well, I had a wonderful dad, and I wish I could just talk to him now because I have so many personal problems.
You can talk to him right now. You can. And he's talking to you. It's just a matter of listening. And when you first start this, it sounds like, it feels like in your heart that you're just talking to yourself, but just trust the process. Just trust. And as you do it, as you talk and you listen and you talk and you listen, you'll start hearing things that, I wouldn't have said that. And that's how you do that. That's exactly how you do that. And he wants you to know he's with you. And he wants you to know that you need to sell your car or do something with your car.
Oh, my car. I was in an accident.
Oh.
About a year ago. And I had it fixed, but I had to pay my daughter for the cost of repairing, and then I sold it.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
Well, it's the worst thing that you can have that you can't. It's the worst thing that can happen to you here in Michigan is to not have a car.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Living in Michigan and Indiana too, Mary. You know, this is sort of the plain states, and everything's far away. You need a car.
I need a car.
He is absolutely agreeing with you that you need a new car.
Well, I just need a car.
You need a car that's new to you is what I meant.
Well, also, my insurance here in Michigan was very, very high. Car insurance.
Well, I tell you what, start with looking for a new car. Know that your father is going along with you, and when you're kicking the tires, ask him what he thinks about the car. And I'm going to, with that, I'm just going to let you know your father's with you. And Mary, any advice?
I don't have any for Kathleen. No, we're good.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Wait,
and
I'm not done.
Pardon?
I have a problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the car. Never mind. Go ahead.
No. On my 8-year-old cockatiel, I have been gone all day, and when I came home, now I know he hadn't eaten, so I guess he was pretty hungry. And usually I sit down and I have my coffee and I have some sweet and I pick off the stuff and I share it. Well, I was taking things out of my cart and I said, Precious, I'm going to be with you. Just a moment. Well, he got really hyper mad because I wouldn't stop what I was doing. So I tried to keep the door closed, as much as that was the only thing open, that I could open. And I tried to keep it closed, and I knew I could just feel him come down the steps. And when he came real close to me, I closed it except for like 5 inches, And he just flew out.
Oh!
And I have, last night it went down all Palmer Road, up and down, looking for him. I thought maybe he was on the street. When I got out of here, when I opened up the door, I looked all over, under cars. I looked up in trees. I looked up in bushes.
Oh.
And I looked. And I just cannot find him.
I'm so sorry.
So I called another psychic up, and she says, well, he went into the trees about 7 streets over. And without a car, how can I look?
I don't know, and I'm kind of getting that he's enjoying himself, that he's a little hungry, but he's enjoying himself.
And he's still alive?
Yes, but, I mean, there's times when he's lost, or there's times when he's frightened, or there's times when, but I don't get that he's coming back. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Do you know where
he's looking for him. Don't stop looking for him. And that may just be what is now. Mary, what are you getting?
Well, anytime that you have negative energies right now, I'm feeling a lot of fear from Kathleen. And anytime that you have negative energies like that, you're drawing negative to you. So what you need to do is to change the energy into a positive energy. And create your reality, like my bird is coming back. My bird's coming back.
I love that.
And I want my bird to come back and ask your angels and that all will be well and everything will be fine.
Well, I put the cage out.
And putting food out, favorite food, little treats, that will probably be helpful too. Maybe not so much the cage, but food. Does he love his cage?
Well, he always likes, perching on there.
Yeah, putting out food and calling his name. Don't stop looking for him. And, you know, Mary's 100% right. Changing the energy and asking your angels to guide him home and just focusing on that can change things.
Absolutely.
Mary, you're so wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
Well, all I know is that you don't know what area he's in, do you?
I'm seeing a street, and I'm seeing he's above the street, so he's in a tree. And I'm seeing he's not as far as you think. I'm seeing that he's pretty close to home within, I would say, a 2 to 3 block radius.
That's what I got. 2 blocks west.
Yeah.
2 blocks west. Now, somebody said 2 blocks, you know, north, but...
I'm not getting that, and he can move. And I'm getting that his he's not a good flyer, too, by the way. I'm getting that he, and you know what, he may come home, he's just not ready right now. This is all new and exciting and strange, but yes, he's alive. Put his food out in the backyard and just, as Mary said, intend, focus, communicate with him. Psychically reach out to him. And thank you for calling, and let us know what happens next. Let us know. Keep us updated. I'm on Facebook, so, or please reach out to me through Body, Mind, Spirit, and let us know, because we want to know.
Yeah, you mentioned a phone number, 248-379-7324.
And Mary, how can you be reached?
My phone number is 392.
317-750-7392.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'll keep on looking. Yeah. Well.
Okay. Have a. We will send prayers and intention that you're going to find your feathered companion, and I'm so sorry. Oh, have a blessed day.
Okay.
Go get that car.
Get that car, yeah. Once, yeah. I'd also have some energies about, I like to write scripts, and I'm going to turn it in.
Good.
So I'm hoping that maybe I could win some money and buy a car.
We'll hold that intention as well. Thank
Absolutely.
You for calling in.
Well,
and
thank
we'll
you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Mary, we just have one more minute. So can you repeat your contact information and tell us once again the location of your retreat and the date?
Sure. Thank you. Mary Bannon, July 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5 each day. I'm going to be at the Best Western in Birch Run, Michigan. And it is a two-day retreat, weekend healing retreat. Let's see here. My contact information is www.divineheartconnections.com. And you can also email me at mary@divineheartconnections.com or call me at 317-750-7392. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for joining today, everybody. Have a blessed day. Go well, dear. Live your
thank
dreams.
You.
Say hello to your dad.
Many blessings.